Hello. That's a good start. Hello. Welcome back to the podcast. We won't waste too much time. This one's going to be on alcoholic drink. Not alcohol. The Wikipedia page for that is quite dry. It's all about ethanol and chains and chemistry and stuff. And this one looked a little bit more interesting and what you would want me to talk about anyway. So just out of interest, yes, I do realise that I started pronouncing Coco differently about halfway through the episode, and Côte d'Ivoire as well. The reason for that is quite simple, that I looked up how to pronounce them halfway through recording. So let's start with alcoholic drink. An alcoholic drink, or alcoholic beverage, is a drink that contains ethanol, a type of alcohol produced by fermentation of grains, fruits, or other sources of sugar. Drinking alcohol plays an important social role in many cultures. Most countries have laws regulating the production, sale, and consumption of alcoholic beverages. Some countries ban such activities entirely, but alcoholic drinks are legal in most parts of the world. The global alcoholic drink industry exceeds $1 trillion in 2014. Wow. Alcohol is a depressant, which in low doses causes euphoria, reduces anxiety, and improves sociability. In higher doses, it causes drunkenness, stupor, unconsciousness, or death. Long-term use can lead to alcohol abuse, cancer, physical dependence, and alcoholism. Alcohol is one of the most widely used recreational drugs in the world, with about 33% of people being current drinkers. As of 2016, women on average drink 0.7 drinks and males 1.7 drinks a day. In 2015, among Americans, 86% of adults had consumed alcohol at some point, 70% had drunk it in the last year, and 56% in the last month. Alcoholic drinks are typically divided into three classes: beers, wines, and spirits, and typically their alcohol content is between 3% and 50%. Discovery of late Stone Age jugs suggests that intentionally fermented drinks existed at least as early as the Neolithic period, circa 10,000 years BC. Many animals also consume alcohol when given the opportunity and are affected in much the same way as humans, although humans are the only species known to produce alcoholic drinks intentionally. Just a funny side note, my friend's dog was trying to drink my beer the other day and seemed to love it, so I have first-hand experience with that. I did not let the dog drink the beer. Just nip that right in the bud right there. Fermented drinks. Beer. Beer is a beverage fermented from grain mash. It is typically made from barley or a blend of several grains and flavoured with hops. Most beer is naturally carbonated as part of the fermentation process. If the fermented mash is distilled, then the drink becomes a spirit. In the Andean region, the most common beer is chicha, made from grain or fruits. Beer is the most consumed alcoholic beverage in the world. Cider. Cider, or I'm guessing, well, it's just, they spell it C-Y-D-E-R as well. I don't know if it's pronounced cedar or cider, so I'm just going to say cider, or cider with a Y, is a fermented alcoholic drink made from any fruit juice, apple juice, traditional and most common, peaches, pears, in brackets, peri cider, or other fruit. Cider alcohol content varies from 1.2% ABV to 8.5% or more in traditional English ciders. In some regions, cider may be called apple wine. Mead. Mead is an alcoholic drink made by fermenting honey with water, sometimes with various fruits, spices, grains, or hops. The alcoholic content of mead may range from about 8% ABV to more than 20%. The defining characteristic of mead is that the majority of the drink's fermentable sugar is derived from honey. Pulque, P-U-L-K-U-E, I've never heard of that before actually. I'm gonna call it pulque. Pulque is the Mesoamerican fermented drink made from the honey water of maguey cacti. The drink distilled from pulque is tequila or mezcal. Wine. Wine is a fermented beverage produced from grapes and sometimes other fruits. Wine involves a longer fermentation process than a beer and long aging process, months or years, resulting in an alcohol content of 9% to 16% ABV. Fruit wines are made from fruits other than grapes, such as plums, cherries, or apples. Sake is a popular example of rice wine. Sparkling wine, like French champagne, Catalan cava, or Italian prosecco, can be made by means of a secondary fermentation. Distilled drinks. A distilled drink or liquor is an alcoholic drink produced by distilling, i.e. concentrating by distillation, ethanol produced by means of fermenting grain, fruit, or vegetables. Unsweetened distilled alcoholic drinks that have an alcohol content of at least 20% ABV are called spirits. For the most common distilled drinks, such as whiskey and vodka, the alcohol content is around 40%. The term hard liquor is used in North America to distinguish distilled drinks from undistilled ones, which is implicitly weaker. Vodka, gin, baijiu, tequila, whiskey, brandy, and soju are examples of distilled drinks. Distilling concentrates the alcohol and eliminates some of the congeners. Freeze distillation concentrates ethanol along with methanol and fusel alcohols, fermentation byproducts partially removed by distillation in applejack. Applejack? What's applejack? Oh, it's a specific thing. Applejack is a strong, apple-flavored alcoholic drink produced from apples. Fortified wine, such as port or sherry, to which a distilled beverage, usually brandy, has been added. Fortified wine is distinguished from spirits made from wine in that spirits are produced by means of distillation, while fortified wine is simply wine that has had a spirit added to it. Many different styles of fortified wine have been developed, including port, sherry, Madeira, Marsala, Commandaria, and the aromatized wine vermouth. That's cool. And then next to it, there's a very cool picture of some cocktail glasses on fire. The caption, "These flaming cocktails illustrate that high-proof alcohol will readily catch fire and burn." Rectified spirit. Rectified spirit, also called neutral grain spirit, is alcohol which has been purified by means of rectification, i.e. repeated distillation. The term neutral refers to the spirit's lack of the flavour that would have been present if the mash ingredients had been distilled to a lower level of alcoholic purity. Rectified spirit also lacks any flavouring added to it after distillation, as is done, for example, with gin. Other kinds of spirits, such as whiskey, are distilled to a lower alcohol percentage to preserve the flavour of the mash. Rectified spirit is a clear, colourless, flammable liquid that may contain as much as 95% ABV. It is often used for medicinal purposes. It may be a grain spirit or it may be made from other plants. It is used in mixed drinks, liquors, and tinctures, and also as a household solvent. Health effects. Alcohol has significant negative health effects, including increased risk of death and cancer. Negative effects are related to the amount consumed, with no safe lower limit seen. Short-term effects. Wine, beer, distilled spirits, and other alcoholic drinks contain ethyl alcohol, and alcohol consumption has short-term physical and psychological effects on the user. Different concentrations of alcohol in the human body have a different effect on a person. The effects of alcohol depend on the amount an individual has drunk, the percentage of alcohol in the wine, beer, or spirits, and the time span that the consumption took place. The amount of food eaten and whether an individual has taken other prescription over the counter or street drugs, among other factors. Alcohol in carbonated drinks is absorbed faster than alcohol in non-carbonated drinks. Drinking enough to cause a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.03 to 0.12% typically causes an overall improvement in mood and possible euphoria, increased self-confidence and sociability, decreased anxiety, a flushed red appearance in the face, and impaired judgment and fine muscle coordination. A BAC of 0.09% to 0.25% causes lethargy, sedation, balance problems, and blurred vision. A BAC from 0.18 to 0.30% causes profound confusion, impaired speech, e.g. slurred speech, staggering, dizziness, and vomiting. A BAC from 0.25 to 0.4 causes stupor, unconsciousness, anterograde amnesia, vomiting, death may occur due to inhalation of vomit, pulmonary aspiration while unconscious, and respiratory depression, potentially life-threatening. Oh, I didn't know it was called anterograde amnesia. That's what I often get, and I am silly. A BAC from 0.35% to 0.8% causes a coma, unconsciousness, life-threatening respiratory depression, and possibly fatal alcohol poisoning. Alcohol is eliminated by enzymes in the liver at a rate of CA 15 milligrams per dl of blood per hour, and then in brackets mg over d capital L over h. For a 100 kilogram man, this corresponds to CA.15 mg big L per hour, which is the pure alcohol content of a typical 300 milliliter small beer bottle. The rate of elimination depends linearly. The rate of elimination depends linearly on body weight and follows zero order kinetics, but can be doubled by repeating exposure (in brackets, habitual drinking). Drinking while driving, operating aircraft, watercraft, or heavy machinery increases the risk of an accident and is often a separately defined felony punishable by jail, license suspension, fines, or compulsory treatment. Long-term effects. The main active ingredient of wine, beer, and distilled spirits is alcohol. Drinking small quantities of alcohol, i.e. less than one drink in women and two in men per day, is associated with a decreased risk of heart disease, stroke, diabetes mellitus, and early death. Drinking more than this amount, however, increases the risk of heart disease, high blood pressure, atrial fibrillation, and stroke. The risk is greater in younger people due to binge drinking, which may result in violence or accidents. That's true. About 3.3 million deaths, or 5.9% of all global deaths, are believed to be due to alcohol each year. Alcohol reduces a person's life expectancy by around 10 years, and alcohol use is the third leading cause of death. It's the third leading cause of early death, in the United States. Even moderate alcohol consumption increases cancer risk in individuals. No professional medical association recommends that people who are non-drinkers should start drinking wine. Another long-term effect of alcohol usage, when also used with tobacco products, is alcohol acting as a solvent, which allows harmful chemicals in tobacco to get inside the cells that line the digestive tract. Alcohol slows these cells' healing ability to repair the damage to their DNA caused by the harmful chemicals in tobacco, although alcohol contributes to cancer through this process. While lower quality evidence suggests a While lower quality evidence suggests a cardioprotective effect, no controlled studies have been completed on the effect of alcohol on the risk of developing heart disease or stroke. Excessive consumption of alcohol can cause liver cirrhosis and alcoholism. The American Heart Association cautions people not to start drinking if they do not already drink alcohol. Consult your doctor on the benefits and risks of consuming alcohol in moderation. Alcoholic drinks are classified by the International Agency for Research on Cancer, or IARC, as a Group 1 carcinogen, carcinogenic to humans. IARC classifies alcoholic drink consumption as a cause of female breast, colorectum, larynx, liver, esophagus, oral cavity, and pharynx cancers, and as a probable cause of pancreatic cancer. Sure exactly how to pronounce this, but congeners. In the alcoholic drinks industry, congeners are substances produced during fermentation. These substances include small amounts of chemicals such as occasionally desired other alcohols like propanol and 3-methyl-1-butanol, but also compounds that are never desired, such as acetone, acetaldehyde, acetaldehyde, and glycols. Congeners are responsible for most of the taste and aroma of distilled alcoholic drinks and contribute to the taste of non-distilled drinks. It has been suggested that these substances contribute to the symptoms of a hangover. Tannins are congeners found in wine in the presence of phenolic compounds. Wine tannins add bitterness, having a drying sensation, taste herbaceous, and are often described as astringent. Wine tannins add balance, complexity, structure, and makes a wine last longer, so they play an important role in the aging of wine. Ah, that's what it is, tannins, cool. Food energy. Alcoholic drinks are a source of food energy. The USDA uses a figure of 6.93 kilocalories, or 29 kilojoules, per gram of alcohol, or 5.47 kilocalories, or 22.9 kilojoules per milliliter. Sorry, for calculating food energy. In addition to alcohol, many alcoholic drinks contain carbohydrates. For example, in 12 US fluid ounces, 355 milliliters, of 5% ABV beer, along with approximately 18 milliliters of alcohol, 96 kilocalories or 400 kilojoules, there are usually 10 to 15 grams of carbohydrates, about 40 to 60 kilocalories or 170 to 250 kilojoules, and it says citation needed, so take that with a pinch of salt. I'm going to try and mention if it says citation needed, but so far I don't think I've really seen that many, so that explains why it's the first time I've done it. Excessive daily calorie intake may contribute to an increase in body weight and beer belly. In addition to the direct effect of its caloric content, alcohol is also known to potentiate the insulin response of the human body to glucose, which, in essence, instructs the body to convert consumed carbohydrates into fat and to suppress carbohydrate and fat oxidation. Ethanol is directly processed in the liver to acetyl-CoA, the same intermediate product as in glucose metabolism. Because ethanol is mostly metabolized and consumed by the liver, chronic excessive use can lead to fatty liver. This leads to a chronic inflammation of the liver and eventually alcoholic liver disease. That's what fatty liver is, okay. Amount of use. The average number of people who drink as of 2016 was 39% for males and 25% for females, or 2.4 billion people in total. Females on average drink 0.7 drinks per day, while males drink 1.7 drinks per day. The rate of drinking varies significantly in different areas of the world. There's a little map there showing, from what I can see, the ages of women in different areas of the world. It's quite interesting. I advise that you take a look. Reasons for use: aperitifs and digestifs. An aperitif is an alcoholic beverage usually served before a meal to stimulate the appetite, while a digestif is an alcoholic beverage served after a meal for the stated purpose of improving digestion. Fortified wine, liqueurs, and dry champagne are common aperitifs. Because aperitifs are served before dining, they are usually dry rather than sweet. One example is Cinzano, a brand of vermouth. Digestifs include brandy, fortified wine, and herb-infused spirits, Drambuie. Drambuie is a drink. That's an example. Flavouring. Pure ethanol tastes bitter to humans. Some people also describe it as sweet. However, ethanol is also a moderately good solvent for many fatty substances and essential oils. I don't know what an essential oil is, I'm going to look into that. You just hear it all the time. This facilitates the use of flavouring and colouring compounds in alcoholic drinks as a taste mask, especially in distilled drinks. Some flavours may be naturally present in the beverage's raw material. Beer and wine may also be flavoured before fermentation, and spirits may be flavoured before, during, or after distillation. Sometimes, flavour is obtained by allowing the beverage to stand for months or years in oak barrels, usually made of American or French oak. A few brands of spirits may also have fruit or herbs inserted into the bottle at the time of bottling. Wine is important in cuisine not just for its value as an accompanying beverage, but as a flavour agent, primarily in stocks and braising, since its acidity lends balance to rich, savoury, or sweet dishes. Wine sauce is an example of a culinary sauce that uses wine as a primary ingredient. Natural wines may exist. Natural wines may exhibit a broad range of alcohol content, from below 9% to above 16% ABV, with most wines being in the 12.5 to 14.5% range. Fortified wines, usually with brandy, may contain 20% alcohol or more. Alcohol measurement, alcohol concentration. Concentration of alcohol in a beverage is usually stated as the percentage of alcohol by volume, ABV, the number of milliliters of pure ethanol in 100 milliliters of beverage, or as proof. In the United States, proof is twice the percentage of alcohol by volume at 60 degrees Fahrenheit, e.g. 80 proof, 40% ABV. Degrees proof were formerly used in the United Kingdom, where 100 degrees proof was equivalent to 57.1% ABV. Historically, this was the most dilute spirit that would sustain the combustion of gunpowder. 57.1%. Oh, that's good to know. I thought it was anything over 50% would burn. I never understood that proof thing. I never understood saying it was twice of what the actual percentage of alcohol was. Anyway, ordinary distillation cannot produce alcohol of more than 95.6% by weight, which is about 97.2 ABV or 194.4 proof, because at that point alcohol is an azeotrope with water. A spirit which contains a very high level of alcohol and does not contain any added flavouring is commonly called a neutral spirit. Generally, any distilled alcoholic beverage of 170 US proof or higher is considered to be a neutral spirit. Most yeasts cannot reproduce when the concentration of alcohol is higher than about 18%, so that is the practical limit for the strength of fermented drinks such as wine, beer, and sake. However, some strains of yeast have been developed that can reproduce in solutions of up to 25% ABV. I've read about beers that were higher than that. I wonder how they made them. I know there's beers that are like 40-50% alcohol. Anyway, I'm sure they taste absolutely lovely. Serving measures. Okay, Serving measures. Shot sizes. Shot sizes vary significantly from country to country. In the United Kingdom, serving size is in licensed premises is regulated under the Weights and Measures Act of 1985. Single serving size of spirits, gin, whiskey, rum, and vodka are sold in 25ml or 35ml quantities or multiples thereof. Beer is typically served in pints, 568ml, but is also served in half pints or third pints. In Israel, a single serving size of spirits is about twice as much, 50 or 60ml. The shape of a glass can have a significant effect on how much one pours. A Cornell University study of students and bartenders showed both groups pour more into short, wide glasses than into tall, slender glasses. Aiming to pour one shot of alcohol, 1.5 ounces or 44.3 milliliters, students on average poured 45.5 milliliters and 59.6 milliliters, which was 30% more, respectively, into the tall and short glasses. The bartenders scored similarly, on average pouring 20.5% more into the short glasses. More experienced bartenders were more accurate, pouring 10.3% less alcohol than less experienced bartenders. Practice reduced the tendency of both groups to overpour the tall, slender glasses, but not the short, wide glasses. These misperceptions are attributed to two perceptual biases. One, estimating that tall, slender glasses have more volume than shorter, wider glasses, and two, over-focusing on the height of the liquid and disregarding the width. Standard drinks. A standard drink is a notional drink that contains a specified amount of pure alcohol. A standard drink is used in many countries to quantify alcohol intake. It is usually expressed as a measure of beer, wine, or spirits. One standard drink always contains the same amount of alcohol, regardless of serving size or the type of alcoholic beverage. Standard drink varies significantly from country to country. For example, it is 7.62 milliliters or 6 grams of alcohol in Austria, but in Japan it is 5 milliliters, 19.75 grams. In the United Kingdom there is a system of units of alcohol, which serves as a single unit of alcohol is defined as 10 milliliters. The number of units present in a typical drink is sometimes printed on bottles. The system is intended as an aid to people who are regulating the amount of alcohol they drink. Is not used to determine serving sizes. I always get confused. In the United States, the standard drink contains 0.6 US fluid ounces, 18 milliliters of alcohol. This is approximately the amount of alcohol in a 12 US fluid ounce or 350 milliliter glass of beer. A 5 US fluid ounce or 150 milliliter glass of wine, or a 1.5 US fluid ounce, 44 milliliter glass of 40% ABV, 80 US proof spirit. Ooh. Laws. Alcohol laws regulate the manufacture, packaging, labeling, distribution, sale, consumption, blood alcohol content of motor vehicle drivers, open containers, and transportation of alcoholic drinks. Such laws generally seek to reduce the adverse health and social impacts of alcohol consumption. In particular, alcohol laws set the legal drinking age, which usually varies between 16 and 25 years, sometimes depending upon the type of drink, e.g. beer versus hard liquor. Some countries do not have a legal drinking or purchasing age, but most countries set the minimum age at 18 years. Such laws may take the form of permitting distribution only to licensed stores, monopoly stores, or pubs, and they are often combined with taxation, which serves to reduce the demand for alcohol by raising its price, and it is a form of revenue for governments. These laws also often limit the hours or days, e.g. blue laws, on which alcohol can be sold or served, as can also be seen in the last call ritual in US and Canadian bars, where bartenders and servers ask patrons to place their last orders for alcohol due to serving hour cutoff laws. In some countries, alcohol cannot be sold to a person who is already intoxicated. Alcohol laws in many countries prohibit drunk driving. In many countries. But not all, I guess. Yeah, I'm not going to read too much into that. Might be a bit depressing. In some jurisdictions, alcoholic drinks are totally prohibited for reasons of religion, e.g. Islamic countries with Sharia law, or for reasons of local option, public health and morals, e.g. prohibition in the United States from 1920 to 1933. In jurisdictions which enforce Sharia law, the consumption of alcoholic drinks is an illegal offence, although such laws may exempt non-Muslims. History. 10,000 to 5,000 BC. Discovery of late Stone Age jugs suggests that intentionally fermented drinks existed at least as early as the Neolithic period. 7,000 to 5,600 BC. Examination and analysis of ancient pottery jars from the Neolithic village of Jehu in the Henan province of northern China revealed residue left behind by the alcoholic drinks they had once contained. According to a study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, chemical analysis of the residue confirmed that a fermented drink made of grape and hawthorn fruit wine, honey mead, and rice beer was being produced in 7,000 to 560,000. Why can't I say that? Was being produced in 7,000 to 5,600 BC. And then in brackets, McGovern et al. 2005, McGovern 2009. The results of this analysis were published in December 2004. 9th century AD. The medieval Arabs used the distillation process extensively and applied it to the distillation of alcohol. The Arab chemist Al-Kindi unambiguously described the distillation of wine in the 9th century. 12th century. The process of distillation spread from the Middle East to Italy, where distilled alcoholic drinks were recorded in the mid-12th century. In China, archaeological evidence indicates that the true distillation of alcohol began during the 12th century Jin or Southern Song dynasties. A still has been found at an archaeological site in Qinglong, Hebei, dating to the 12th century. 14th century. In India, the true distillation of alcohol was introduced from the Middle East and was in wide use in the Delhi Sultanate by the 14th century. By the early 14th century, distilled alcoholic drinks had spread throughout the European continent. And that's everything. So, yeah, another shortish one, but quite interesting. Or boring. I'll let you decide. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.